Arkansas State University and the Arkansas Archaeological Survey present a program on how technology is being used in archaeological research projects at historic sites in eastern Arkansas. In tonight's presentation to the public at the ASU Museum, Kathy Candy will talk about how archaeological excavations in research has been combined with computer animation and 3D reconstruction to tell the story of the historic town of Davidsonville near Pocahontas in the year 1820. Candy's senior project archaeologist for the Arkansas Archaeological Survey. She says the project has been taking place for the past 5 years and has been funded by several sources, including Arkansas Parks and Tourism. She tells about Davidsonville.
Davidsonville was the first county seat town in Arkansas, and it was founded around 1816 and went really functioned well as a county seat until about 1829. Over the years, the buildings fell into disrepair after people moved away. Now at the present time, if you go and visit at the park, there's really nothing to see. And so our goal with our excavations has been to collect information about what the buildings might have looked like, where they were in the town site, and also to find out as much as we can about how people lived at that time.
And she tells about what Northeast Arkansas was like in the early 1800s.
Northeast Arkansas at that time was a very busy place, lots of settlers coming in from the east and coming through Northeast Arkansas on their way to other places as well, looked to Little Rock and then on further to Washington. And what we found is the people that lived at Davidsonville had access to international markets. They owned nice furniture, and they had dishes and so forth and other things that could only be shipped from overseas, from Europe and England.
And Candy says the project has been taking place between the Arkansas Archaeological Survey and the University of Arkansas to develop the computer animation and 3D reconstruction of what Davidsonville might have looked like. That information will be placed on a website soon. Candy tells why the research is important.
We know a lot about the history of Arkansas, say, during the Civil War and after, but before that, in the territorial years, we really don't know very much about the way towns looked, how they started, how they grew, why towns failed and others succeeded. And Davidsonville is really a perfect example of an early 19th century town in Arkansas. It's really, in that sense, one of a kind. And it's through the stewardship of Arkansas State Parks protecting the resources and managing them since the late 1950s.
She says one of the unique features about Davidsonville was the courthouse. Arkansas's first judicial system was started at Davidsonville. And at the time, Davidsonville was in Lawrence County, which encompassed the entire northern third of Arkansas. People as far away as Fayetteville would travel to the courthouse in Davidsonville to settle matters in court. In order to accommodate all those people from many parts of the state, the town had modern-day bed and breakfasts, eating establishments, and other features and amenities. Its location on the Black River also added to the value of the town for shipping goods, and it allowed those from Missouri who wanted to settle at Davidsonville to be far enough away from Missouri to be able to set up the town the way they wanted to. There was also a federal land office in Davidsonville, where people who wanted to own their own land went to the federal land office to purchase land in the state. Candy said Davidsonville would pave the way for other courthouses in East Arkansas.
Another way of looking at it and interpreting the site for visitors, it is one of a number of early county seat towns in northeastern Arkansas that sort of run the gamut of the 19th century, Davidsonville being the earliest, and then there's the wonderful restored courthouse in Pocahontas, the Randolph County courthouse built slightly later in the 1830s. And then there's the courthouse at Jacksonport. Mm-hmm. And also you can include in there Powhatan as well. and different building styles, different sizes, different decades, but it's the beginning of the judicial system in Arkansas.
Another historic program the Arkansas Archaeological Survey is doing involve how historic cemeteries can be recorded, mapped, and preserved. Candy is cemetery research coordinator with the survey and tells the importance of restoring cemeteries in Arkansas.
We receive lots of requests for assistance with cemeteries, and so I'm going to coordinate for all of our 11 research stations and sort of help to prioritize and get information to various people to assist. There's a tremendous amount of interest right now in cemetery preservation and genealogy and protecting cemeteries from just damage from the elements and vegetation and so forth. And I'm also going to talk about two cemetery projects that we did in the past here in Northeast Arkansas, where we were able to not only make maps of cemeteries and record information from grave markers, but we were able to produce brochures that were distributed and are still available for the public. Folks that were coming back to visit Arkansas to find out about their ancestors, to find out where the graves were located so they could visit them.
And Candy says there are a lot of family cemeteries in Arkansas that may not be marked.
There are people that are just in general interested in cemetery preservation. There in Arkansas, of course, it's a very rural state. There are many, many small family cemeteries that are on farms, that are part of farms, some of which are not marked with fences. The graves may not be marked with engraved markers. They may be just marked with plain stones. And there's just a sense of we want to respect these people and where they're buried, and we want to identify these places to protect them, basically.
And she tells how the Arkansas Archaeological Survey can help the public.
And there's certain things we can help with. We certainly can help with research. Our goal is to, in the next year, have a whole new section of our website that is devoted to cemetery research. We want to provide a lot of information for folks, and then again to just to outline the kinds of things we can assist with.
Tonight's meeting takes place at 7 o'clock in room 157 at the Arkansas State University Museum in Jonesboro, and the public is invited to attend.